This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're out this week with the third wave of the Marketplace Edison Research Survey, our poll, getting some different takes on how people feel about the economy overall and, more relevant, their personal economy. Anxiety is generally up over the last time we did this, March it was. Also, the economy looks different depending on where you live. In this case, cities versus the suburbs or rural areas. And it turns out that the suburbs aren't as economically stable as you might think. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Silver Spring, Maryland is a suburb of Washington, D.C., but the two kind of blend at the border. It still feels like an urban area by the time you get to the Unity Barber Shop, especially with the speakers pumping out music to draw in customers. Owner Ali Salam definitely feels like the area is urban, but many of his loyal customers trek in from the suburbs.
I can see that the economy is getting better. I see how people's pockets fluctuate. I see hundreds of people a week in here. And through this, we see hundreds of people.
And he's got a pretty good way to measure how the economy is doing, how often people come in for haircuts, whether they are looking for a job, interviewing, or maintaining a job.
All three stages of someone's economic struggle or interaction is involved in grooming in some sort of way. Anybody that's worth their salt.
And based on that metric, he says things are getting better. But in his chair today is Reggie Mack, who lives further out in Columbia, Maryland. He says out in the suburbs, things are getting a bit tight. Mack says he makes an above-average salary as a car salesman, but he's not living as well as he used to.
When you start noticing the simple things harder to pay for, cable, the haircuts, and things that you took for granted that you just did without thinking, it's not that way anymore.
More than half of the suburban residents we surveyed said good jobs were difficult to find near home. And people in the suburbs were less likely than their urban counterparts to feel they'd find a good job within 6 months if they lost theirs. That matches up with the research of Elizabeth Kneebone at the Brookings Institution.
There are more lower wage jobs, and lower wage jobs are becoming a larger share of the economy. Even if you're working full time, it may not be enough to get your family above the poverty line.
And even for those who are holding on, like Reggie Mack in the busy Silver Spring barbershop, their grip on the middle-class lifestyle can be precarious. He says earlier this year, he had to go on disability after a surgery and almost lost his apartment.
Those 2 months, I was in the eviction hearing twice.
According to Kneebone at Brookings, there are now more people in poverty in the suburbs than in the big cities that anchor them. Part of it, she says, is that the poor are being priced out of urban areas and moving further out.
But I think the much larger piece is this downward mobility. You know, longer-term residents who've slipped down the economic ladder over time, who may have always been suburban, but who are now poor.
Especially when you think about how many families in the suburbs had their homes and jobs threatened or lost during the recession. Mack has a warning for those who feel comfortable in the veneer of stability in suburban life.
If you don't have 2 months of rent put back, you're a paycheck away from being out. You're a paycheck away from being in the street.
And having come a bit too close for comfort himself, he knows. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
How anxious are you about your personal economy? You can take our quiz, calculate your score, figure out where you fit into our Economic Anxiety Index. You can do it at marketplace.org.